We're going to learn Rav Charlap, and the subject is Parshat Tetzaveh is connected to the days of Purim. Our Parsha, Parshat Tetzaveh, is always close to Purim. And our Parsha begins, you will command the Jewish people and they will take to you. V'ikhu eilecha. What does it mean, eilecha? They take it for Hashem. It should have said, v'ikhu li. They will take for me. It will say, you bring Aaron, your brother, close to you. Hakrev eilecha. Again, what does it mean to you? It's to me. Aaron is being brought close to the service of Hashem. And so the Holy Zohar writes that the word ve'ata is an allusion to the Shekhinah. Ve'ata, and you. The Shekhinah that's with you. What's the ve'ata, and you? Bring Aaron close to ve'ata, to me and you, to the Shekhinah that's with Moshe. The Torah is the embalmment of the Yetzer Hara. And the Torah is also the embalmment, it's the cure for all the forces of evil in the world. Hashem says, I created the Torah, I created the Yetzer Hara, and the Torah is the spice, the cure. Torah is the Torah we get from Moshe at Sinai. When we connect to the Torah, when we connect to what Moshe taught us, then we can stand up to all evil in the world. When Moshe was here, the Jewish people didn't go after a golden calf. Because the mere fact that Moshe was there enlightened the people. And so they weren't able to after a golden calf. When Moshe's here, so we are different. Because Moshe is the one that teaches us Torah. Hashem tells Moshe, go warn the people not to come up the mountain. I'm giving the Torah. So long as Moshe was up on top of the mountain, the Jews couldn't accept the Torah. When Moshe is with them, then they're on a level where they could accept the Torah. The Gemara sometimes says, Moshe Shapir Ka'amrit. The Gemara in Shabbos. When someone says something right, they used to call him Moshe, as though he's the teacher of Torah. Moshe, you got it right. Because Torah is available for everyone. And when a person can connect to the Torah and give it to others, then we call him Moshe. What about Kehuna? We're considered a holy people. We're all priests of Hashem. But Hashem says, Kehuna is only Aaron. Him and his descendants. Even though Kohanim are only relevant if they are Jews, Kohanim don't have a holiness unless there's a Jewish people. And the Kohanim get their holiness through the Jewish people, but nonetheless, bottom line, the Kahuna, Kohanim, is Aaron. So we see that that's how Hashem wants it. Torah is something every Jew can connect to. Kehuna is only through Aaron. Technically, had we merited, we would have had this whole concept of Kehuna and Mishkan through our merits. It didn't happen. The commandments of Truma and Tetzaveh are there waiting for us to get up to that level of building a Mishkan and having Kohanim. And then we reach next week's Parsha of Kitisa, boom! We fall down, we do the Egel, and now suddenly the Mishkan is a way of rectifying what we did wrong with the Egel. Why? Moshe goes up to the heaven and we fall. And so in our Parsha, Moshe's name isn't even mentioned. Moshe says in next week's Parsha, Ribon Shom, forgive them for the golden calf, and if you don't, erase me from your book. Moshe doesn't get punished. But we are being taught that when it comes to the downfall of Israel, it's not Moshe. It's when Moshe's not here that we fail. Moshe emet, v'torato emet, every parsha you have Moshe, we don't fall. Then you have a parsha Tetzaveh where Moshe is not mentioned. You come to Kitisa where you're taught that Moshe left the camp, Moshe's up in heaven, and that's when the Jewish people fall. So Moshe, on his level, does not connect to the downfalls of the world. Just as we said, Torah is what uplifts us. Torah is the cure to the downfalls of the world. Torah is the cure to the evil of the world. Well, Moshe, who teaches Torah, is also, he has no connection to that which is evil, to that which is wrong. Our sages say, in the future, all the holidays will be annulled, but Purim will remain. Some say also Yom Kippur will remain. Chazal tell us, 48 prophets, 7 female prophets, they didn't change a word in Torah. The only change was they gave us the institution of reading the Megillah. And even that, they didn't do until they found somewhere in Torah a hint for the concept. Because the light of the Megillah is tremendous. And Hashem wanted that light to come out through Israel. If we would have merited, then maybe it would have come out a different way. Just like the Mishkan could have come out a different way. But at the end of the day, if the light comes to the world, the light of the Megillah, even if it came through people bowing to Haman, even if it came through people enjoying a feast they shouldn't have enjoyed from, at the end of the day, Hashem loves Purim so much that even if everything else stops being relevant, Purim won't stop being relevant. We had to bring this Megillah to the world. Megillat Esther is a component that comes through the Jewish people's success in Purim. The same thing is true with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is our atonement after we transgressed with the golden calf. So lechora Yom Kippur should be a bad day. Yom Kippur, you gain forgiveness for what you did wrong. No. Hashem says Yom Kippur was a concept that had to come to the world one way or another. We brought it to the world through the golden calf, but it had to come to the world. So when we speak about the service of the Kohanim, why does it say ve'ata? All of Torah was Hashem speaking through Moshe. But you could tell that it was coming through Moshe. When it came to the kahuna that was revealed through the Jewish people. So then Hashem says, you can't even tell Moshe's involved. It's all Hashem speaking. Ve'ata, the Zohar says, it's me and you, but it's Hashem talking. So Hashem is the one that's inviting Aaron to be the Kohen, because Hashem says, the kahuna is something that Hashem loves. It's a representation of the holiness of the whole Jewish people. V'ikhu eilecha, Hashem says, they will bring to you the Kohanim. Again, Hashem says, I want to show my love to the Jewish people. I'm going to have Kohanim who represent the kahuna of all of the Jewish people. And on Purim we say, Shoshanat Yaakov Tzala V'samecha. What is the Shoshana? Shoshana is the rose. The rose, as it blows in the wind, every so often its petals get hit by its thorns. And when its petals get hit by its thorns, and then they emit a beautiful smell. So do we, the Jewish people, we had a Purim. And we were hit by the thorns. Our mistakes are what brought upon us the decrees of Haman. However, what happens when we're hit by the thorns of the rose? A beautiful smell comes out. We have another beautiful holiday of Purim, which represents the eternal nature of the Jewish people. In the darkest times, we give light. There's an Esther that gives light. There's a Mordechai that gives light. There's a Jewish people that unite to do tshuva. Shoshanat Yaakov, the rose of Jacob, was rejoicing when they saw that even when they do something wrong, good things come out of it. And that's the idea of Yom Kippur, that from our golden calf came the great day of Yom Kippur. That's the idea of the Kohen, that the Kehuna and the Mishkan could have been a light that came on its own, but no, it was a light that came from what we did wrong ultimately. From the golden calf came the mitzvah of the Mishkan. And that's the idea, Layhudim Haita Orah, that's Torah V'Sason V'Ikar, that even when we stumble, we come back to that light, to the Torah, to the Moshe Rabbeinu, to the V'Ata Tetzaveh, to the connection that's an eternal connection, that the light of Torah continues to penetrate us or to be shined through us. The idea that we can continue connecting to the light that overcomes all evil. That's what Rav Chalap began with. The light of Torah is ultimately the cure for all evil. And the message of Purim is that we're like the rose. Even if there are thorns and our petal gets pierced, ultimately a good smell comes out of it. Purim represents the light that we bring to the world even as we stumble. The same concept as Yom Kippur is the concept of Purim. Our stumbling ultimately was still a source of light to the world. Shabbat Shalom.